Good evening. This is Akashwani Ijanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General Retired Kittipar Naik reviewed the state financials audit report for the year ended 31st March 2025 at Lok Bhavan, Ijanagar today. Principal Accountant General Vanlal Jaunga presented a detailed PowerPoint briefing on the state's fiscal position, compliance with the fiscal responsibility and budget management provisions, overall financial health and the status of action taken on audit observations and compliance reports. The Governor, having carefully reviewed the Comptroller and Auditor General report, expressed serious concern over recurring shortcomings in financial management and project implementation. He observed that the state's limited working season, coupled with delays in execution, often results in a rush to utilize funds during the closing month of March, affecting efficiency and outcomes. Stressing the need for corrective measures, he emphasized that sound financial planning must begin well before budget allocations are made. The Governor also underscored the importance of strengthening the integrated financial management system through greater computerization and technology-driven monitoring to enhance transparency, accountability, and the overall financial health of the state. National Commission for Women has issued an advisory to all states and union territories calling for the immediate and effective implementation of comprehensive measures under the Sexual Harassment of Women at the Workplace Act 2013. The Commission said that the advisory recommends 18 measures for immediate action by state governments and district administrations. It added that the advisory has been sent to the chief secretaries and directors general of police of all states and union territories. To ensure grassroots level enforcement and accountability, the commission has also disseminated the advisory to all district magistrates, senior superintendents of police and commissioners of police across the country. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men today inaugurated the state-of-the-art do-it-yourself DIY lab at the Arunachal Pradesh Innovation and Investment Park, APIIP, and attended the startup investment pitching session organized by APIIP. The newly established DIY lab is equipped with advanced product prototyping facilities, including 3D printers, electronic tools, food quality testing equipment, and a dedicated branding zone. The facility has been designed to help startups experiment, develop prototypes, and refine their products before entering large-scale manufacturing, thereby enhancing product quality and market readiness. IAS Secretary, Rural Development and Panchayati Raj, Dr. Sonal Swarup, today convened a meeting of the state-level steering committee on the Lakhpati Didi initiative at the ARSRLM State Mission Management Unit Conference Hall, Ijanagar. During the meeting, Dr. Sonal Swarup emphasized the need to ensure that identified potential Lakhpati Didis across the state are accorded priority under all relevant state and centrally sponsored schemes. She stressed the importance of strengthening interdepartmental convergence to maximize livelihood opportunities and income enhancement for SHG members. Lakhpati Didi is a flagship initiative of the Government of India and the Government of Arunachal Pradesh aimed at enabling women associated with self-help groups under the National Rural Livelihood Missions to achieve a sustainable annual household income of Rs. 1 lakh or more. The initiative focuses on promoting diversified livelihood opportunities, entrepreneurship development, skill enhancement, financial inclusion, and convergence with various government schemes and programs to improve the socio-economic well-being of rural households. A workshop cum awareness program on Udhyam registration and FSSAI registration was successfully conducted at the Circuit House Conference Hall, Likhabali today with the objective of creating awareness among entrepreneurs, self-help groups, business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs on the importance of business registration and food safety compliance. The workshop served as an important platform to enhance awareness and encourage local entrepreneurs and business establishments to avail themselves of the benefits offered under Udhyam and FSSAI registration, thereby promoting entrepreneurship and ensuring food safety standards in the district. The Meteorological Center Ijanagar has forecast yellow alert for 20 districts in Arunachal Pradesh, including Papumpare. These districts are very likely to receive thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rain at isolated places. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.